This story is set in the year 141 BCE, the first year of the long reign of Emperor Wudi. Lungdancer's words of wisdom were inspired by the Tao Te Ching, an ancient Chinese work written more than 2,500 years ago. The Tao forms the basis of the Chinese philosophy Taoism and encourages people to live a simple, honest life with as little interference with nature as possible. Chapter 1. The Edge of the Empire. Lan scouted her with the distaste he reserved for rats, spiders, and maggoty meat. The only time he smiled was when he was laughing at her stupidity. A bamboo bowl flew through the air, aimed at the slave girl's head. She ducked out of the way. She was very experienced at dodging flying objects, from inkstones to chicken bones. Her master slumped back onto his bed, exhausted by the effort of throwing the bowl. "Feed the beasts, wretch!"
"Yes, Master Lan," the girl replied.
Lan scowled at her with the distaste he reserved for rats, spiders, and maggoty meat. The only time he smiled was when he was laughing at her stupidity.
"Don't take all day either."
"No, Master Lan."
She slipped out of her master's house as an empty wine jar flew towards the door. It was a bitterly cold day. Snow crunched beneath the slave girl's straw shoes as she hurried towards the animal pens. The sky was the colour of ashes. It looked like it would soon snow again. The slave girl didn't have a name. She didn't know how old she was. She had lived at Huang Ling Palace since her parents had sold her to Lan when she was a small child. The previous summer, Lan had shouted that she was thick-headed for a girl of 10 years. As she could only count to 10, she didn't know how old that made her now. Huang Ling Mountain was a barren hill in a range of many barren hills that marked the western boundary of the Han Empire. Throughout winter, it was waist-deep in snow and blasted by freezing winds. In the summer, the air was so hot it was like breathing in flames. The emperor's father had built a palace in this faraway place so that the world would know how vast his empire was. Unfortunately, it was so far from anywhere that few people ever saw it. The palace was surrounded by a high wall of rammed earth. In the eastern wall was the entrance gate. The emperor's residence occupied more than 3/4 of the palace grounds. The animal pens, the stores, and the servants' houses were squashed together in the remaining quarter. In all the slave girl's time at Huang Ling, there had never been an imperial visit. The palace's graceful halls and sitting rooms, its gardens and pavilions, were always empty. Slaves weren't allowed in the palace. Master Lan said he would beat her if she ever went in there. He went into the palace from time to time, but he always came back angry. He grumbled about the wasted space, the unused bedchambers, the cloth-draped furniture, while he had to sleep in his humble house with one room and a roof that leaked. Compared to the corner of the ox shed, where the slave girl slept on a pile of straw, Master Lan's house was luxurious. There was a rug on the earth floor, and on the wall hung a painting of a dragon on a length of blue silk. The fire burned all through winter, and a clever system of pipes carried the heat to warm his bed. Even the goat had a better home than the slave girl. It wasn't the goat that she was going to feed, though. It wasn't the oxen, mooing sadly in their stalls. It wasn't the pigs or even the chickens.